I can't believe you kept me waiting like that.
Well,
oh, you gotta be kidding me.
I'm getting older.
Yeah. So you're hearing Laurel now, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so do you know what that debate is all about?
No, I don't know what you're talking about.
So there's an audio clip out there that it says you have to debate. It says a word, and you have to debate whether it says Laurel or Yanny. And I'm going to play it for you and let you see what you... Oh, I don't know if I'm going to be able to. I don't know if you're going to be able to hear it, Kevin. Let's...
I could hear Laurel.
That's amazing. This is,
and it's not Laurel?
Well, no, it depends on who you are. I hear Yanny.
Out of Laurel?
I hear Yanny.
It has, Kevin, it has...
I've heard both of them.
It has
today.
To do with the frequencies that you're hearing, okay?
Okay.
So
my frequency is...
Old people frequency.
Okay. So it really isn't Laurel.
It's either one. It's whatever you hear. It's just...
There's no wrong or right. You remember the whole color of the dress thing a few years ago?
Oh, yeah.
It's the same thing. It's kind of like that.
Okay.
It's sweeping the nation, Kevin. Yeah.
It's so stupid. I can't even believe we're talking about it.
I know, and you've spent some time doing it.
Well, we're getting more. We're getting more
response
out of this Chase question today. What people are hearing, as opposed to this question, I'll ask you, Kevin. All right, would you rather for Wyoming football? Would you rather go 10-2, win the Mountain West Conference football title, lose to CSU, or would you rather go 9-3, win a bowl game, and beat CSU?
I'd always rather beat CSU.
Right.
But I wouldn't mind winning 10 games. That would include the bowl game.
10 games? Well, just a Mountain West title and CSU. So you'd win the Mountain West title game and lose to CSU.
I think the team goal would be to win the conference championship.
Okay. What about Kevin McKinney?
Of course. But to not have the boot here in town would be hard. That would be really hard.
So what's your answer? you haven't really given us one.
No, I haven't. Here's
mine, Kevin. I'll take 10 and 2, win the Mountain West Conference championship, and then claim to lose the boot like they did the Panioli Trophy and just hide it somewhere on campus.
That's not one of the choices.
I think. Honest to goodness, I would rather win a championship.
Okay. Yeah.
In the long run, that's what you're trying to do anyway. It would be very difficult to lose the border war, but I think all of us, the goal is to win a championship. And so if you had to have to win a championship and lose the CSU, I guess we'd have to do it. But how about 11-2?
Okay, yeah. Well, you can throw that.
But you can take pictures of your conference championship rings and post them on Facebook or somewhere.
Yeah, that's a tough question.
But we're getting more response today out of Laurel versus Yanny than that question.
That's hilarious.
Right?
Yeah, it's amazing what we waste our time on.
Okay, so we're going to have, over the next 2 days, Kevin, we're going to have a couple of Mount West champions on our show. Jayla Henderson's going to join us a little bit later on, and then Damon Unland. What can we expect from Jayla on the interview today? Not to spoil it all, but, you know, what can we expect?
She's great. She's just terrific. Now, she's going to tell you she was disappointed in the long jump. So, you know, I just talked to her yesterday, and I said, just congratulations, and on, and she goes, yeah, but I didn't win the long jump.
So she had full intention of winning that event.
She did. She was very disappointed. I'm going, well, of course, you know, they want to win it all, but she's a delightful young lady. You're going to really enjoy her.
Okay, what about Damon?
You know, I don't know him very well, but I'll tell you, the brother thing is really cool, I think.
Right.
You know, they're very competitive with one another, and I think that that'll be the question, you know, who's better looking? That's the first thing I'd ask you.
Okay, who's the better looking of the brothers? Not who's a better track and field athlete. Not who's a better hammer thrower. Who's better looking?
Who's better looking?
Okay.
Let's see what he says.
Well, maybe we'll ask Jayla who's better looking.
Yeah.
Well, she'll steal that. That's going away there.
Right.
But,
I meant ask her of the two who's better looking. Of the two, Damon or Kurt. Yeah.
Oh, ask her that?
Yeah.
Okay,
Kevin McKinney joining us here on the program. Kevin, I know it's kind of coming into the off season. Cowboy hoops. I saw where Hayden Dalton, neither Hayden Dalton nor Justin James, got invited to the NBA draft combine. I know Hayden Dalton graduated, of course, but with Justin James, do you think that's, again, putting, you look at your crystal ball. Do you think that's a sign that Justin is probably leaning towards coming back after that whole deal, or do you really know? With I think he's got a few weeks left before he has to decide.
Yeah, I really don't know, but I'm assuming that he'll be back. Yeah, I think he wanted to test the water, and why not? Might as well do that. But I don't know how he was thinking, but I know that the good thing about it is you have something to fall back on if it doesn't work, and I know he'd be excited to come back. But it was exciting for him to test that water. I know it was, and all those guys, they believe they can play at that level, so they might as well see where their stock is, I suppose. And but I'm sure he'll be fine coming back.
I wanted to say, I know you used to head up the sports information department at the University of Wyoming, and I know Tim's doing an outstanding job as well, but kudos to the SIDs there for being in the Super 11 of the sports information departments in the country. That's pretty awesome. Second time in 6 years?
It wasn't that great. That's terrific. And you guys know, like I do, what a job they do. It's not an easy job by any means, but I think that's the culture we've always had here, is we really want to take care of our media and the national media. And, of course, they had a great opportunity this year to do that with the way things went. But they're top drawer, and that award speaks volumes on that. But I'm very proud of them, because I know how hard they work and how much time they spend at that. It's not an easy job.
Yeah, if they could just now stop sending us press releases at 4 o'clock on Friday afternoon.
Now, let me tell you this. If it's them winning that award or us winning the championship and beating CSU,
it's getting out earlier. That's getting out early. If it's somebody losing their job or transferring, it's coming out Friday at 4.
Yeah, well, or between 4:30 and 5.
I mean, that's
you wouldn't want the newspaper to have a shot to actually get it in the paper the next day.
No, those deadlines are tough.
I think 4:30 or 5, they're still meeting their deadline.
Yeah, they can do it. We can't. Yeah.
Well, for us,
you
well,
can't, but, you can't.
Well, we can,
you have such little faith in me, Monty.
Yeah, I thought you were. I didn't think you were a daylighter.
Really cool honor, though, Kevin. We appreciate it very. You joining us very a lot, and we'll talk.
Now,
to you
if
next
I could
week.
Just get that handicapped parking spot.
You're getting closer.
Thank you.
And it's Laurel.
Okay, Kevin.
Goodbye, Kevin.
Thanks, Kevin.
See you guys.
See you.
Bye.
There you go.